When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
If I ask you what the hottest housing market is in the United States, what area, city would you choose? Your guess? Probably incorrect. Projected by Zillow, Buffalo, New York will be the hottest housing market in the U.S. this year, 2024, thanks to affordable home prices and strong employment rates. According to Zillow, the average cost of a home in Buffalo is $248,000, well below the national average of $347,000. The typical Buffalonian pays about $1,800 a month for their mortgage, or about $1,300 in rent. Buffalo also has the highest rate of new jobs per new home out of the 50 biggest cities in the U.S., according to Zillow, which is... that's what they use for the metric to determine the expected housing demand. So when you're watching the Buffalo Bills NFL football team this weekend, and it's cold, raining, or snowing, yeah, you could be there. The only thing that's hot is the housing market. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Yesterday, we talked about the Alaska Air flight that lost its door plug mid-flight. And, I mean, there was some damage, some clearly emotional distress. One little kid had his shirt ripped off of him and, flew out the side of the airplane. incredible. You'd be scared out of your mind, right? I mean, oxygen masks dropped. Flight attendants were telling people, hey, stay in your seats and keep your seat belts fashioned. Yeah, thank you. We got it. And it was in its ascent. So, I mean, they just went back down and landed, and all 171 passengers were deplaned with no serious injuries reported yet. Right. Okay. Well, so Alaska Air is now offering $1,500 per passenger. And they're also, they also offered to put them on a different flight or give them some free tickets or whatever. I don't know that I would sign it. There's plenty of lawsuits coming. And I don't know if that compensation package will make it possible for you to still be a part of a lawsuit, because I feel like it won't. and I know people are saying, hey, $1,500 a passenger, that's inadequate. Well, okay. That's obviously up to you. But there's definitely an issue with the Alaska Air flights and the Boeing planes themselves. I noticed one girl, this Emma Vu, sent her parents messages asking them to pray for her, saying she didn't want to die. She said she was scared out of her mind, as I'm sure she was. However, I would say that, she took time to post a TikTok about it. So how scared were you? I don't know that if I were on the plane and I was scared for my life, that I would say, hey, I got to record a TikTok, but that's me. That's definitely me. Now, after, absolutely. Once we landed or we're on the way down, I would absolutely, start posting on social media to document it. But during? No, I don't think I would. The good news is we'll be able to, hear once we get the black box, what happened. Oh, wait, no, we can't, because the cockpit voice recorder on Alaska Airlines Flight 1282, the one that had the door pop open, that has been erased. Wait, what? Yeah. That's absolutely unbelievable to me. So the voice recorder for Alaska Airlines was overwritten, which hampers investigators. Yeah, you think? Maybe we'd like to hear what happened after we found out that the old door plug popped off. It's just amazing to me that I honestly thought that they that saved, but apparently not. So the FAA, I guess, has been after, you know, the airlines to, you know, require planes to retain cockpit audio recordings for 25 hours. I thought that that was actually taking place, but boy, was I wrong. So good luck. Good luck finding out. We're just going to have to document it without the black box. I'm sure that will push ahead the idea that maybe we need to save that audio and not erase over it. What are we, living in caveman days? Then I see a survey, and could you land a plane? Just speaking of planes. Now, I'm not talking about one that's in distress. Well, you'd be in distress if the pilot, you know, was leaning over. Can anyone, we got anybody that can land this thing? We got any pilots on the plane? So a new survey says that about one-third of adult Americans think they could safely land a passenger aircraft with air traffic control's guidance. Among the male respondents, the confidence level rose to nearly 50%. Every guy thinks that they can, no problem. Now, I would say that I don't think I, you know, with assistance, I could absolutely do it, no problem. But, well, I say no problem, but it would be a tight squeeze. There's limited seating. The fat guy seating in the cockpit is not really up to snuff. So apparently, and we have had people do it before, right? I mean, we had the one guy land the twin engine plane in Florida with the guidance from the air traffic controller. There's been, you know, it happens before. So I believe that survey is absolutely 100% true. At least, well, it is, because, I mean, that's the survey. 50% of men say they could land the passenger plane in an emergency. And I'm pretty sure that I would have confidence with an air traffic controller who is probably a flight instructor. Maybe they aren't, but someone who is helping you would be an instructor and or a pilot, could talk you down. Because all you got to do is flip a couple of switches, right? Right. No worries, though. They are inspecting the 737 MAX 9 planes. Remember, they grounded them all, at least over the weekend, and they inspected them all. And surprise, I know, United Airlines said, you know what? We did find some bolts that needed tightening. So you would hope that that would get taken care of, I don't know, in the pre-flight inspections, but no. Yeah, go ahead and don't worry about those bolts. They're fine. I'm sure they'll say that they, you know, with the tight turnarounds and they're struggling for airline crews, that sometimes the inspections get a little laxed. And you know what? If a bolt or two need to be tightened, most likely it'll be fine, you know. Usually. So why don't you stop worrying about it, okay? Just get on the plane, sit down, put your seatbelt on, and shut up.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So speaking of issues, the 202-foot-tall Vulcan Centaur rocket developed by United Launch Alliance blasted off yesterday from Cape Canaveral, and it successfully sent the Peregrine Moonlander, developed by Astro Robotic Technology, on its way. Although roughly 7 hours into the flight, the propulsion system malfunctioned, depleting the spacecraft's propellant and preventing a solar panel from properly pointing toward the sun. Now, Peregrine was carrying NASA scientific equipment and human remains from two commercial space burial companies, which we've talked about before, and the lander was previously expected to reach the moon's surface February 23rd. That is not going to happen now. This was the first mission under NASA's 2018 Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative. I love the Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, which was awarded billions of dollars to the private companies to help land their spacecraft on the moon. Houston-based Initiative Machines is expected to launch its own lander within a SpaceX rocket next month. And so I was looking at what happens to what happened. They're not supposed to land on the moon now. So I'm not sure, is it just going to fly around in space? I don't know that it comes back. Really kind of unsure about that. So they've got the lander itself totes a total of 20 payloads, including Mexico's first lunar probes and a memorial capsule from the space burial company Celestis, which we talked about, which I haven't mentioned, but they were also getting in trouble because the Navajo Nation was saying, hey, we don't want our remains on the moon. Why not? Well, that desecrates the body considered sacred by many indigenous peoples. So Celestis also put a separate memorial. We've talked about this on Vulcan's upper stage, which carried it into orbit. That second payload called Enterprise carries a portion of the cremated remains of several Star Trek icons, Gene Roddenberry, his wife, Nichelle Nichols, DeForest Kelly, James Doohan. So the Enterprise payload features DNA from notable, you know, from presidents, George Washington, Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan. So I don't know what happens to this thing now. I guess it just flies in space. I don't know. It can't land on the moon. They took pictures and sent pictures back of the rocket ship. And not only did it have issues with the propulsion system, it looked as though some of the issues are all dented and there's some other crinkling issues because they couldn't get the solar panel out and face the sun, which was supposed to create this extra power for it, so that, you know, the lunar mission, the robotic lunar mission, would have returned to the moon's surface for the first time since 1972. So I don't know what happens to it now. We're not landing on the moon. We're just flying around in space. I don't know if they have control of it. They claim that they don't. They're going to lose control unless they can charge it, which they can't do because they had an issue with the solar panel. So good luck. God bless. But I don't know what I'll let you know as soon as I know what they decide, because I read everything I could, and I didn't read anything that said, yeah, it's going to return to Earth and we'll be fine. We'll launch it again. It was just like, yeah, well, you know, we can't land on the moon. So, man, it kind of puts us on a little setback. Sorry about it. And remember that each success and setback are opportunities to learn and grow. Okay, but what happens to it? I don't know. The company didn't make any money. They spent more money than they made. The company is not going to be able to test any of the maneuvers which they wanted to test to land it on the moon. They have, you know, the scientific instruments and 15 other payloads. I don't know what happens to all of that. Oh, well. All right, let's go to the break room. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, I mean, billions of dollars was spent, and it was just, it was a little malfunction. What are you going to do? It was an anomaly. How many times do we have to say sorry about it before you get it? Okay, we're sorry, but oh well. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Be sure to follow me on my social media, on X at Jeffy JFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can order a cameo from me at Jeffy JFR on Cameo. That's not free, but you just tell Cameo, happy, glad, sad, mad, mean, what you want, and then I do it. And I'm your trained monkey on Cameo at Jeffy JFR. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Yesterday, we talked about, winners of the Golden Globe Awards, but we did not talk about, they had 9.4 million viewers, which was higher than last year, but still down from the, they at one point were 17 to 20 million. All these award shows were way up there and are way down. I think we all know the answer as to why. One of the things I didn't talk about, though, was the 2024 Golden Globe Awards gift bag, the swag bag. I know, the swag bags worth $500,000 from the Golden Globe swag bag. The ultimate gift box was curated by the luxury lifestyle magazine Rob Report, especially for the Golden Globe Awards, which aims to honor the best in film and television each year. I know. The gift bag features more than 35 luxury products, everything from private jet credits to a session with a celebrity tattoo artist. Huh? Pretty sweet. All 83 of the 2024 Golden Globe Ceremony's presenters and award winners will receive a gift bag, which is worth more than $500,000. Pretty sweet. Don't tell the IRS, though. I see where customers are unsubscribing from major streaming services at a record number. Now, we've talked a little bit about this before, but according to this, the streaming services, the unsubscribing customers increased with about 25% of customers canceling subscriptions to at least three services in the past 2 years. Wow. That's pretty incredible. Now, I guess I would be counted in that because I canceled YouTube TV, but I ended up going over to Hulu. So, while I canceled the subscription, I also added on, right? So customers overall were leaving premium streaming services at the rate of 6.3% as of November of 2023, up from 5.1%. Okay. I mean, I know that, you got Apple TV Plus and Discovery Plus and Disney Plus and Hulu and Max and Netflix, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Stars. About 25% of American subscribers, like I said, canceled at least three of those subscriptions in the last 2 years. Now, I'll be part of that because I subscribe to Peacock to catch an NFL game. They actually are broadcasting two NFL games, and so they air a playoff game this weekend, and then I'll cancel Peacock. I looked at what they had to offer. It's not worth it to me with their other with their other shows. I could get other places. I don't need their actual streaming service, but I did want to watch the NFL games. I know. Don't look at me. I got it. But I was hoping for a, someone did send me a password for Peacock, and I want to thank you very much. They emailed it to me, and I was going to use their password only the day of the football game, a couple weeks ago, I couldn't find the stupid email for the Peacock password because I said I would just use it. And I found it after I subscribed. It was like $5 or $6 for a month. And then the next game is this weekend. And so as soon as the game's over, I'm going to cancel. So I'll be part of canceling a streaming service. But I also, I added. So it cost me like $6 to watch two NFL games. And I looked at, I watched a few other shows on the platform before I said, there's nothing, it's not worth it to me to keep it. I still have Paramount Plus, which, we'll see. The one thing that I'm getting close to getting rid of, though, and this is a shock to me, actually, is Netflix. Netflix is starting to price themselves out of the game because I actually looked at the bill the other day, and I was like, that's what we're paying for Netflix? So, we're paying for, multiple devices can air Netflix at the same time. And plus I have added on a household, which I think is $8 or $9 a month. And I'm like, it's about time to pull the plug on this bad boy. It's about gone. Netflix better come up with some pretty good content. in the next month or so, or the plug could get pulled. And I enjoy Netflix. I watch a lot of shows on Netflix. But between Prime and Paramount Plus, and that I have that with commercials, and then Hulu live and recorded along, and Max is HBO is in the Hulu deal. I don't know that I need Netflix anymore unless they come up with some good content. And so they better hop sing. I read a story not long ago where they're spending less money on new content. Now's not the time to do that, Netflix. I know you're not consulting me on this, but now is not the time for you to spend less money on new content while charging me more money for your content. Just saying. And I guess for other streaming services, I could, break down and watch commercials, but man, that drives me crazy. I know, I love commercials. I do. I love them. Unless I'm watching a show, and then I don't love them anymore. And a lot of times on these platforms, they don't let you fast forward through them. I get it. I know. I got it. They don't let you fast forward through them, and they don't want that. I will say that it did say in the article that I read that most people who cancel platforms return within 7 months. So then there's a 50, if they don't return in 7 months, there's a 50-50 chance the user returns within 2 years. Maybe that's because of a special show or special shows, or you cancel for a year and then you subscribe and get caught up on the shows you missed. That's not a bad idea either. Just cancel some of the platforms and then get back to them a year or so later so you can binge through the shows that you missed. It's not really that bad of an idea. Plus, they believe that people who are bundling things are less likely to cancel a subscription. You know, like I have Hulu and Hulu Live, and then within Hulu Live, I have HBO and ESPN Plus. So, I'm not going to, although college football season is over, and once the NFL season ends, could I drop ESPN Plus as part of the Hulu deal? Yes. I don't know how that would work. Does it get rid of other stuff that I want? So I just may end up keeping it. But I loved it. Man, having ESPN Plus during college football season was awesome because you get to watch all the games, and I'm a fan of that. Not really a fan of having to spend a bunch of money for NFL Plus or whatever they call it to watch all the NFL games. So I watch the local games and whatever's, given to me locally. And then, like I said, I got the Peacock because that was separate. I watched two games. Plus, Hulu gives me NFL Game Day. Now, that is breaks down all the games, every game going on, and there's, obviously commercials in that, but it's NFL Game Day Live, and it goes throughout all the games. So if there are games that I want, that I care about, that I want to watch during the season, I can go to NFL Game Day and get caught up on them while the one or two other games are being played that are being provided in our area. So I'm not going to do the NFL Plus. I don't care as much about the NFL as I do about college football. Speaking of that, college football, University of Michigan, national champions last night, defeating the Washington Huskies. 34-13. Man, the Washington Huskies just did not look like themselves or look like they have looked all season long. Maybe that's because the University of Michigan is a wagon. They looked good again. They looked good all year long. There were a couple games where it looked like they struggled, and that's just because I think they lost a little bit of focus. But man, at the end of the season and the playoffs, they looked good. And there's a reason for that, because they are. And so they got the national championship outright by defeating Washington 34-13. Congratulations to all the players at the University of Michigan. Hail to the victors. I was raised to love the maize and blue. And I was raised to love the University of Michigan. So congratulations to them. And congratulations to the Huskies for making it to the national championship, although I mean, nobody cares about that now. Congratulations for making it, but you lost. So we'll see. I mean, it was a fun game. It was Michigan. It was fun watching Michigan do their damage on the Huskies. And so Jim Harbaugh, their head coach, I don't know what's going to happen with the NCAA investigations on him. What's going to happen, whether he leaves and goes to the NFL again. It was all about the Harbaugh family after the game. I mean, the old man was there. The brother was there. And, you know, when he was on stage, everybody was saying congratulations, he handed the mic to his dad, because his dad, he told the story a couple of times during the playoff season about, being raised. I mean, one son is the NFL head coach, and Jim has been NFL and college and now national champion. And who's got it better than us? Nobody. And you had to have Dad Harbaugh say that on stage last night. So congratulations to the Harbaugh family and the University of Michigan. All right, some headlines some things that you need to be made aware of. Waymo, a unit of Alphabet Inc., Google, will operate its autonomous vehicles in Phoenix area highways. Nice. Okay, that's great. They work great in the cities. Wait, we've shut those down. Hey, let's put them on the highway. That's a good idea. It's the first robo-taxi company to prepare for higher speed rides. Okay. All right, let's see if it works. I know that we've got, the government scrutinizing the old autonomous vehicles and the autonomous cabs. There's safety problems with crews and massive recalls at Tesla. Yeah, but that's the self-driving. That's a different thing than what's happening at, with the autonomous vehicles, than what's happening with the self-driving with the electric vehicles in for Tesla. But we want to put Tesla in there because we're beating up on Elon, and we want to bash Elon for sure. And so we'll see. That's an autopilot thing. That's not the robo-taxi. The robo-taxi is, there's nothing happening. Well, I mean, I know it's the same thing, Jeff. It's driving without a human. I know, but there's humans in the anyway, it just, fine. You want to put Tesla in there, put it in there. Just know that when you're riding around Phoenix, there's going to be some autonomous vehicles on the highway. So if you're going, 70, 80 miles an hour, and the old robo-taxi loses its Wi-Fi, it's just going to be stopped in the middle of the road. So keep your head on a swivel. Keep your head on a swivel. Apple announced its highly anticipated Vision Pro headset, going to launch in February. It's a mixed reality headset. $3,500 for the Vision Pro, going to hit stores February 2. Pre-orders to start on the 19th of this month. If you're listening live, today is the 9th of January, 2024. I know CES is going on right now, but Apple doesn't go to CES. They're too good for that. So the Consumer Tech Trade Show, sorry about it. We don't go to that. Johnson & Johnson is going to pay $700 million to settle claims that it failed to warn customers about the health risks of its talc-based baby powder. I know, I've been so pissed about the Johnson & Johnson talc-based baby powder. Now they are going to pay $700 million to settle the claims. I mean, they've got 50,000 lawsuits over this talcum-based baby powder. So, I mean, many include the powder caused several forms of cancer, including ovarian and mesothelioma. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think if you have some form of cancer and you believe that it was because you used the talc-based baby powder from Johnson & Johnson, $700 million is not going to scratch that itch. Sorry about it. Astronomers have discovered that Neptune is actually light blue, not dark blue, as previously thought. Thank you. Appreciate it. We can't get a rocket to the moon, but we can tell us Neptune is light blue, not dark blue. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. China said it detained an individual who claims they claim is a spy for MI6 from the UK. So they're going to start. We'll see what happens with that. So people in the UK are probably like, no, he's not with the not this individual. He's not with MI6. Let him go. Let him go. But you never know. You never know. And Pope Francis called for a global ban on the despicable practice of gestational surrogacy. The Pope called for the practice to be banned, describing it as deplorable. Okay. I guess that means that he's being Catholic yesterday, because it's the Catholic Church's longtime stance against surrogacy. So when someone carries a baby for someone else, not a good thing, according to the Catholic Church. The surrogacy market made $14 billion. Okay, and they're saying it's going to grow to $129 billion by 2032. Somebody in my family is going to start having babies. That's a good business. Commercial surrogacy is legal in New York, California, and Colorado. Many surrogates making $60,000 on average. Oh, come on. If you want me to have your kid, it's going to cost you more than $60,000, plus medical. Other states like Michigan and Nebraska allow surrogacy where no money is exchanged. Why? You can do it for free. No, thank you. I guess, for family members, cut you a deal. Advocates say it's a way of helping infertile and gay couples start families. But the Pope says no. The practice exploits poor women and violates the dignity of other women and a child. So that's what the Pope says. I guess, like I said, he's being Catholic for a day or so. A couple of new studies to mention. A new study showed that women who are not pregnant, pregnant with someone else's kid or their own, are increasingly ordering abortion pills, in case they need them and their access is threatened. Is that what it's about? In case their access is threatened? Yeah. You can't go around having sex and getting pregnant and then not being able to get the abortion pill. My gosh, how can you get through life? There's also a new study that says there's a genetic variant associated with male bisexuality, which also linked to higher rates of self-described risk-taking, fathering more children. Findings, I guess that suggests that there's an advantage of the variant, that if you have the genetic variant associated with male bisexuality, you also want to father more children. And I guess you want to take more risks. And does that mean that fathering more children is risk-taking? Okay. Well, you know what? Whatever you say. But good luck. Good luck with that. And so we'll see if you have the genetic variant associated with male bisexuality. Do you like to take risks? Do you father a bunch of children? Okay. Well, you have an evolutionary advantage, according to the study. Tiger Woods has ended his 27-year partnership with Nike. It is over. They broke up. I'm so sad when couples break up. I know. The was announced in a news statement on X. Phil Knight brought passion and vision to Nike and Nike Golf partnership together, and I want to personally thank him, along with Nike employees and incredible athletes I've had the pleasure of working with along the way. Wow. It was a business decision, according to Mark Steinberg, Woods' agent. The golfer made a business decision to not renew with Nike. Nike posted on their Instagram account a picture of Woods in his iconic red polo, saying it was a hell of a run. No kidding. 27 years. Tiger, I think, made probably at least, I don't know, $500 million from Nike, maybe more. I don't know. Who knows how much Nike meant, how much Tiger meant for Nike. I mean, that's just, you know, an incredible run. Nike is not doing that big a deal with golf anymore, which is kind of strange, but they're not. So we'll see if Tiger is going to do more of his own stuff or if he's going to go with the Roger Federer stuff. He's not, I guess he's not going with the Roger Federer stuff, right? The ICR. I mean, at the ICR conference, the CEO of On Running addressed that, no, Tiger is not going to be with us. Oh, okay. So TaylorMade, which Woods has used since 2017, could be another potential landing spot. You know, we'll see. I mean, whatever. Look, Tiger could wear his own stuff and just wear Tiger apparel and be done with it. know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's absolutely part of the deal. So we'll see what Tiger wears. He hasn't been wearing Nike shoes for a while. He said that his FootJoy shoes were what he was using that helped him after the car accident. So we'll see what happens, but dry your eyes. Tiger and Nike are now all broken up, and they're not together anymore. I know. Sad, sad news. Do you see where Eric Schmidt, the ex-CEO of Google, and I believe that Eric Schmidt is, you know, I love him? He's a smart man. Eric Schmidt is a very, very smart man, far ahead of the curve on many things. And he, I guess, is doing a new defense tech effort, a military drone project. I guess we've got sources with knowledge. We were just finding out about the project's existence, and it has not been previously reported. So it intends to provide an American alternative to Chinese drones and will develop unmanned aircraft systems specifically to be used on the battlefield. Okay. The work was influenced by his recent visits to Ukraine, where he made inroads with government officials and military leaders over the past year. I don't know if Lloyd Austin, the U.S. Defense Secretary, was asked about it, since he's been in the hospital and nobody knew he was there. And no one knew he was there. Our Defense Secretary is in the hospital. Nobody knows. He's in there for 3 days. Yeah, we don't even know why he's there. He had some elective surgery, and then he had some complications, so he went into the hospital. Sorry. Yeah, we forgot to tell anybody. What he went in for is private. No, it's not. He's the defense secretary. Sorry. Anyway, so I'd like to have an idea of what he thinks about the new unmanned aircraft systems developed for the battlefield. But we can't ask him because we don't know where he is. We don't know what hospital he's in. We just know that he's missing. So since leaving his chairman role at Google, Schmidt has poured much of his time bridging interests of Silicon Valley and the Pentagon, through various advisory committees, think tanks, and startup portfolios. And so he has opined extensively on the way drones are reshaping the war in Ukraine. The future of war will be dictated and waged by drones. This was his op-ed to the Wall Street Journal back in July. Earlier this year, the Washington Post reported that Schmidt, alongside other investors, had committed $10 million to the Ukrainian startup accelerator D3. That doesn't seem like that much money, which focuses on military tech, but appears to be separate from this new venture. So we'll see. I don't know when the drone project is going to debut. The company in China makes 70% of the global drones. Huh. So I'd like to stop that too, Eric. I hope you put an end to that. So hopefully our stealth military drone project, which isn't a stealth military drone project anymore, will help in the future of war and help America so we can break away from our need for China. That would be kind of nice. All right, so I'll get to the joke of the day and get out of here. It's kind of a a thought, a joke. I read this. Well, I'm going to give you two because one was so, I mean, this one was kind of funny and I was like, yeah, that's funny. And then one made me actually laugh out loud. So this one is the joke of the day. Okay. Wife texts husband on a cold winter morning. Windows frozen, won't open. Husband texts back. Gently pour some lukewarm water over it and then gently tap edges with hammer. Wife texts back 10 minutes later. Computer really messed up now. I guess I laughed out loud today. I did when I first read it. Now I'm going to read you the one that actually I laughed out loud at the time of reading. This hits home because you know my love of bicyclists along the side of the road. Man, that just, oh, I won't get started, but you know my feelings. And if you don't, just know that I love bicyclists along the side of the road. Man, there is nothing more that I like. So this one actually made me laugh out loud at the time of reading. I yelled cow at a woman on a bike and she gave me the finger. Then she plowed her bike straight into the cow. I tried. Get it? Cow! She thought, nah, you understand.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.